The story broke in the UK that that Dirk was now dating a Spice Girl. We'd already heard that Steve Nash had been dating one, so a British radio station decides, well, let's contact the top-rated sports station in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a hold of you, Giorgio.
And this was at a time where there were a lot of pranks going on at the Ticket.
Yes. We were in the middle of a prank war. And so these guys start talking to you, and you are so freaking rude to them.
Because I thought it was
such
Corby.
Nice guys. But you were convinced that they were that you were being pranked. So listen to the way you mock their accents. You laugh openly and derisively at their show.
Okay, it's called Talk Sport.
Yes, but if,
how generic and ridiculous.
That's
that?
The way they talk over there. When they do that, let's take a look at sport. I mean, that's, they call it sport, singular, yeah. So, listen to this great piece of audio. It's about 7 minutes, but I think it's gold all the way through. Here's Giorgio insulting our brethren from across the pond.
We're going to cross line to Dallas now. There's a station there, 310, the Ticket. It's a sports station.
The what?
The what? The Ticket. And George Dunham joins us now. Hi, George.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah,
how
you good, doing? Thanks. Now, story break. Sorry, George, we've got a bit of a delay. Say that again.
I said it's Sports Radio 1310.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And your show is called The Ticket, is that right?
That's the name of our station. Our show is the Dunham and Miller Show. We're the morning show here.
Okay. Okay, sorry. I'll clear that up now. Now, there's a story breaking in the UK that Jerry Halliwell, formerly of the Spice Girls, now a very, very successful solo artist, is going out with one of the Dallas Mavericks players, Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, that's news to me. I think she'd been rumored to be friends with Steve Nash, but I didn't know she was going out with Dirk. That's news to me.
Well, she's quoted here, George. She says, Dirk's my new boyfriend. I really like German boys. So, you know.
Really?
It's a direct quote from her. She's letting...
In your defense, by the way, Giorgio, I'll have to say that all this, they've got the name of the station wrong, which we do that all the time in pranks, you know.
310.
310 a.m. Ticket sport.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, and then they're asking this about this story, and you have nothing to offer them, by the way. You have no insight.
No, because I'm not interested. I think it's a friend of Corby's who's doing it.
So, you know.
Really?
It's a direct quote from her. She's learning German and everything.
Huh. Well, I don't know. That's a new one on me. I think Dirk's got a girlfriend back in Germany.
Oh, really? I wonder if his girlfriend is bigger than Jerry, because Jerry's only 5'2", and Dirk is 6'11". So that's quite a bit of a disparity there.
Yeah. I guess she'd be better fitted for Steve Nash, who's like 6'3", but...
right. But George, there's only 5 players in a basketball team, and if she's sort of, you know, going out with 2 of the team, isn't that going to be sort of bad for team morale?
Oh, I guess. I mean, if there was, you know, if I guess they both wanted to go out with her, it'd be a problem, but I'm not so sure they do.
What can you tell us about Dirk, George? I understand he plays the sax.
Who does?
Dirk.
He plays the sax.
See, this is, we have a newspaper here called The Sun.
Yeah, but it's a good paper.
It's a great newspaper, but this was an exclusive story, and I don't know, apparently their reporter was told that he played, at Christmas, the sax-playing giant took her for a meal at the Liberty Noodles restaurant in Dallas. He plays the sax, apparently, George.
And is there a restaurant called Liberty Noodles?
No, can't.
It's all a pack of lies, isn't
it? Oh, Mr. Yelland.
It's not good, is it?
Is this a real show out of London?
It is a real show out of London. Yeah,
wait a minute, what's the name of your show?
This is the Hawksbin Jacobs. You're live on TalkSport, 10:53 and 10:89, and also on Sky Digital. This is.
Which one of you guys is best friends with Corby, who happens to have an English accent?
Who? Corey?
Corby.
You think we're winding you up, George, don't you? But we're not, honestly.
We are not winding you up. We'll send you a tape of this. You're on national UK radio as we speak.
Is Monty Python making a comeback?
Oh.
This is the Flying Circus on radio.
So how are the Mavericks doing? Are they still in? Is it down to the last bit of the playoffs now?
No, they got bounced by the Spurs. Anyway.
George, you still don't believe us. We're going to send you a tape of this.
No, I don't believe
you. We're still going to send you on national radio.
Let's wait.
There is no delay. We have no delay here. There would be a delay. But you're calling from Fort Worth, I'm guessing.
Hang on, George. We're going to play you a couple of things from our station, okay? Play them the TalkSport jingle, Dilbert.
On 10:89 and 10:53 a.m.
Now, what do you you think of that? You know, we are a radio station.
Now, that wouldn't be an elaborate. That would be a very elaborate.
You can fake those. Well, I've done gags like this where I've faked.
Okay. Now, TalkSport.net is the website.
TalkSport.net.
Are you near a computer now?
Look up TalkSport.net over there on the web and see what you come up with.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
And then you have Bob Sturm, who'll look that up for me.
Good old Bob.
I'm in the middle of a prank call.
He's whipping up a stone.
You're not, George, you are not in the middle of a prank.
George, you're going to have to apologize, mate.
You're a national.
So what part of England are you, what part of London are you broadcasting?
We're in London. We're from kind of close to Waterloo.
To station.
Waterloo?
Yeah, the big station.
Well, that's a real big thing. You guys have met your Waterloo.
You should be on this show, George. You're a corker, mate.
He's like TalkSport.net and he realizes this is a station.
Well, I know who. This is the Seattle station getting back at us.
No, do you know that story, the Seattle station, Mitch Levy story? Do you know that with Michael?
Okay, yeah, that's who it is. It's the guy from Seattle.
Yeah, that's it. All right, from Seattle.
Was it Bob who was looking it up?
That is TalkSport.net, Bob. I'm sorry, what?
Okay, I'm just wondering if Bob's found it yet.
Oh, it says that you...
Now, this is interesting here because Bob has since discovered the website.
Yeah, he's like, dude.
And he tilts the monitor over towards you and says, dude, this looks real. And so George's tone changes for just a little bit.
Okay, I'm just wondering if Bob's found it yet.
Oh, it says the UK's best sports radio station.
Yeah, and you can click on it. It says you can get little pictures of us, and you can go presenters.
What are your guys? What's y'all's name again?
Hawksby and Jacobs. If you go on to presenters.
Hawksby and Jacobs?
Yeah, that's true. You can listen to it on air through the website.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're really going to listen to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
No, we're all right.
Now you believe us. Now, say sorry, George.
What?
Say sorry to the nation.
Come on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't fall. I mean, that I thought this was a prank call.
Well, it isn't, and you're going to have to admit
this
it.
This is the kind of hard-hitting news agenda we have on this show. We want to know about
this.
This
is an old story. The whole Spice Girl thing, that was a story here 2 months ago.
But not three months ago. Not
it was
with
a
Dirk.
Slow day. At
not
the
with Dirk. It was with Steve Nash, but not with Big Dirk.
How do you know to call him Big Dirk?
Well, because he's 6'11".
I wouldn't call him Wee Willie Dirk.
This is really funny. You guys are really, I gotta give it to you, you're really good.
Well, we do it for a living, Matt.
I invented this type of prank call.
I'll tell you what, George, we're going to go to something else now, but we'll keep you on the line.
Why don't you play a fake commercial and try to...
Okay, we'll play some fake commercials.
Okay. What, surreal? Stay on the line there, George. Don't go. Cause you're
gonna... Oh, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, here's some commercials for you.
Greater Week is just coming to Talk Sport.
See, that's right, Talk Sport. You're right.
Hello.
Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk Sport. Jacobs on Talk Sport.
Good old George from Dallas here still thinks we'll wind him up. The best line has got to be, how would you know to call him Big Dirk Nowitzki? 6'11", mate.
I'm mocking you.
He's 6'11". Brilliant.
Still thinks it's a wind up. He's speaking to Dino now. It's a national radio station. Well, you know that. He's seen the website. There's presenters. There's stuff.
George, presenters.
You there?
George, hey, guys.
George, you believe us now.
Okay, so you understand. That's all we do around here is just prank each other.
No. You are live to the nation.
I'm live to the nation right now.
You are live.
You have high ratings.
You are live.
Oh, yes.
You do the breakfast show. Is that right, George?
Yes.
The breakfast. So at this point, do you believe him?
I don't think so.
You still don't believe him?
I don't think I believe him. Still, I thought that was all pre-produced nonsense that
You went from not believing them to believing them when you saw the website and all that sort of thing. And then they'll say something else that makes you throws you off, you know. And they talk sport, George, and they made some things to wind them up, you know.
Right.
You did the breakfast show, is that?
That really threw you right there,
the
too. Wait till you hear George's reaction after they say breakfast show. He thinks that is so hilariously British. That
you did the breakfast show, is that right, George?
Yes, the breakfast show.
Uh-huh. Haven't you got a mad owner in Dallas? Seriously, the guy who owns the Dallas Mavericks, what's his name? He's a crazy guy, isn't he?
What's that?
The guy who owns the Dallas Mavericks is a really strange bloke, and I've forgotten his name, but he does mad things. Is that not correct?
Mark Cuban, yes.
Cuban, uh-huh. That's the guy, Mark Cuban.
Okay,
thank
you very much, George. Was there a touch of the Hank Hills about his voice? Do you think that possibly broke up? I thought he was going to start talking about propane at one point.
And afterwards, you found out for sure this was a real show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you went back on with them, didn't you, at some point?
Oh, yeah, and I apologized
to the nation.
Because at one point, I was going, oh, yeah, talk sport, you know, and I was giving it back to them. And then, apparently, I was an overnight sensation in London. They're like, hey, bring that American character back
Yeah,
on.
They thought that you were a character on their show,
on
The
their
Ugly
show.
American. Right.
So what finally got you to believe that that was for real?
Because I think shortly after that, we heard, all of a sudden with the delay, we heard me on their website, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess this is real. And we saw their names appear on there, like, yeah, that's a legitimate
and
show.
And they're like a national show, like the most popular show in England.
They're still going. I just looked them up.
Really?
Hawksby and Jacobs, or whatever the show was.
George thinks it's a wind-up.
he still thinks it's a wind-up.
God, I love those accents.